This is Total Information AM on 104.1 FM KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. When a man who begged for money on area streets won a federal case that declared panhandling bans unconstitutional, DePere and other municipalities rewrote their laws. DePere now restricts all solicitation of money in roadways, including for established charitable groups. But Robert Fernandez again tested the law, asking passing drivers in DePere for money and was cited for being in the roadway. His attorney's been fighting it, arguing it's still a restriction on free speech, a ruling expected today from a St. Louis County Circuit judge. We have both sides now, starting with Robert Fernandez's attorney, Beavis Schock.
Well, the core argument is that when the city of DePere passed a law saying that a beggar cannot take a step off the curb onto the roadway itself, that that person is committing a safety violation. Now, we all know that the government has a right to make very strong safety rules, including in the benefit of the beggar himself. But what's really going on is it's a pretext. By that word, I mean that this is a way to make it so that the beggars can't beg in DePere. And I made that argument to the judge. We'll see how it goes. There's also another argument. The city of DePere has a firm that they contract with for traffic work. I mean, how to design intersections, how the lights will work, the stoplights, things like that. And there's one traffic engineer who has worked for DePere, I think had kind of, she's the go-to person for DePere for many, many years. So she testified at the trial, and she said that there is basically no place to go on the busy streets where it is safe to do this, stepping to hold a sign saying, please give me money. That is wholly First Amendment protected speech. The beggar is in the what's called a public forum. So a sidewalk, next to a street, those are all owned as public property. There's an absolute right to engage in that speech there. It's not debatable under the Constitution and the case law. Now, so she says, oh, go to the park. It's very safe in the park. Well, of course, the reason it's safe in the park is there aren't any cars in there. There aren't enough people. And so we make the argument that there is no ample alternative to for a location to beg, because the traffic engineer says there's no place safe to cross the street except in the crosswalk. And if you're in the crosswalk, then the car can't be in the crosswalk, so you can't reach your arm to the driver to have the driver turn over some money should the driver choose to do so. So we argue that there's no ample alternative, and the only way that the city can ban this conduct of begging is if they provide an ample alternative. City put on evidence that Mr. Fernandez stepped off the curb to accept money from generous donors. That's the story.
Now, I understand this came after another legal battle that you had over pretty much the same thing, and DePere basically changed their ordinances to cover not only panhandlers, as it were, but also charities as well. I'm curious if you've had any charities or other organizations say that they want to join in this lawsuit.
Have not. I mean, it's kind of sad. We all know that the old newsboys and the firemen in the fall work on muscular dystrophy, something like that, over Labor Day weekend. They're always out there with their boots asking for money, and everybody chips in a little bit and they raise a huge pile of money. And of course, in order not to be hypocrites, the city has to prohibit them as well as Robert Fernandez. And it's just it's ridiculous, because the old newsboys game has been going on in this community for 60 years, however it is, 70 years, I don't know how long. The firemen have been doing that. The firemen are the people most responsible for public safety, and they stand out in the middle of the street and do this.
That's Attorney Beavis Schock representing Robert Fernandez, accused of violating a DePere ordinance prohibiting solicitation of money in roadways. I also reached out to DePere prosecuting attorney Tim Engelmeyer.
Well, from the city's perspective, it's pretty simple. It's about health, safety, and welfare of folks that are panhandling or using soliciting, as well as drivers that are utilizing the highway, Manchester and 270. This case from day one has been about safety, to put it simply.
As you know, Fernanda's attorney, Beavis Schock, maintains that it really is just a pretext to say it's about safety. He's saying really it's about someone's constitutional right to ask for money in the streets.
Yeah, we just disagree on that issue. There's places all over the city where Mr. Fernandez could solicit, beg for money. There's public spots, there's sidewalks, there's parks. He has chosen to try to solicit money from one of the busiest intersections in the St. Louis metropolitan area. There's close to 50,000 cars go through this intersection. The intersection was not built for pedestrians. There's no crosswalks. There's no lights for pedestrians. There's not even ramps for people to walk up. So there's certainly areas throughout DePere, throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area, where Mr. Fernandez can beg. He wants to beg here because it's where most of the cars are, and that's dangerous. We have a history of accidents at this intersection, a history of catastrophic accidents where cars have gone over the curb, have gone out of control. And quite frankly, it's just not safe for him or anyone else to be out on this island stopping cars or having cars stop or stepping out into the intersection. That's what this case is about.
It's my understanding that DePere was among some of the municipalities who rewrote its ordinance to include charities after the federal lawsuit that determined just banning panhandling alone was unconstitutional. Are you worried that this might turn into a prolonged legal battle?
Well, I hope not. I think it's a common sense case. What happened was this same defendant, Mr. Fernandez, had a claim against St. Louis County for what he felt was a way over restrictive type of ordinance. And what DePere did and a lot of cities did is they rewrote their existing ordinances to try to comply with that case. So DePere had taken steps to address any problems there would be that there could be perceived as being problems with the ordinance. The ordinance itself, I think, is pretty straightforward. Feel free to solicit and beg anywhere you want in DePere, except you can't be walking out in the middle of traffic to solicit money or anything else. And this not only goes for Mr. Fernandez, but it also goes for the old newsboys. It goes for firefighters who are holding boots. So we're not picking on the homeless. We're not picking on people they're soliciting for or begging for to survive. What we're saying is it's just not safe. And again, we're saying it's not safe for those that are stepping out into traffic, but we're also saying it's not safe for the cars that are stopping in the middle of the intersection that want to provide money to these folks. Both situations are unsafe.
That's DePere prosecuting attorney Tim Engelmeyer, and a ruling on the case expected later today from a St. Louis County Circuit judge.